Hi there, this is El Star with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, January 4th, 2020. Happy New Year to everybody, and it's going to be a great year, great season, some good racing to start the first week of the year at Gulfstream Park specifically, and that's where we're going to focus. As always, this Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the similar Key Races and Bets blog, the written version, brought to us by our friends at amwager.com. If you're not already a member, please check out amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online betting site covering most tracks in North America with some great perks and tools for the better. amwager.com. To get the written version of this podcast, go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping and Elostar's blog. We're going to do a series of three of those stakes races at Gulfstream Park on Saturday, January 4th, starting with Race 8, the Glitter Woman Stakes, post time 3:30 Eastern. And in this race, Tale of Success, Sound Machine, and Spanish Point comprise the top three contenders to win this 6.5 furlong sprint for three-year-old fillies. Of the trio, Tale of Success is the only one playable to win if her morning line of 8-1 holds up or anything close, compared to 3-1 and 5-2 for the other two. Tale of Success showed a ton of maturity, winning her only start November 29th, relaxing in 4th, 5th early, moving up to lead by a length at the 8th pole before coasting to the wire on top. She's a half-sister to stakes winner CZ Rocket, so there's no doubt she's got the quality to run well, stepping up, improving nicely off the experience of a race, and getting John Velasquez to ride. Sound Machine and Spanish Point finished 2nd and 1st respectively in the somewhat similar House Party Stakes, one day following the day Tale of Success earned her maiden win at the end of November. It was the second career start for Spanish Point, who had won her debut, pretty analogous to Tale of Success. It was the second start off a layoff for Sound Machine. Both can improve, would be no surprise, but whereas the house party was run at 6 furlongs, Tale of Success, by virtue of winning already at the 6.5 furlong trip, may have a slight edge in the familiarity with the distance department. In the Glitter Woman Stakes, Race 8 at Gulfstream on Saturday, January 4th, post 3:30 Eastern, WynnBET, Tale of Success, 5-2 or more. If either Sound Machine or Spanish Point are near 5-2 at post time, consider WynnBET's on the one at the higher odds of the pair as well. And if you're making bets on two horses, when making multiple WynnBETs, always try and use a dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A dutching tool allows you to bet the amount you want to win or the amount you want to bet. And based on the odds, it does the math for you to help you get the best edge you can. That's one of the many great features available at amwager.com. Exact the box, Tale of Success, Sound Machine, and Spanish Point. And then there's two pick threes I want to play here. And I think they're pretty reasonable. One has a good upside. The other has just two long shots. So it's really a good risk-reward proposition. The first pick three in Race 8, we should play Tale of Success, Sound Machine, and Spanish Point. In Race 9, all 10, if 10 go. And Race 10, Chance It, as seen on TV, and Sol Volante. That's a $45 ticket at the 50-cent minimum. Second ticket, Tale of Success, Sound Machine, and Spanish Point in Race 8. Sunset Promise and She's My Type in Race 9, both at decent odds. And all 7 horses in Race 10. And that's a $21 ticket if all 7 horses go in the 10th race. Moving on to Race 9, the Ginger Brew Stakes, post 4 Eastern, on Saturday, January 4th at Gulfstream. And Cheermeister has only one way to go, which is to the front, as hard and fast as she can, and gets the rail. Hear My Prayer has only one way to go and must get over from the 9 post to the inside as quickly as possible, which isn't much of a problem as she stretches out from 5 furlongs to a 2-turn race. So her sprint factions are going to be very fast here. And Queen of God is likely to be close up early on fast fractions, leading to a really hot pace. None of the pace setters and pressers, those three horses, should be able to survive. The two horses set up best by that pace scenario, in my opinion, both open at quite nice odds. They are Sunset Promise and She's My Type. She's My Type gets the 12 post, but that's not a problem because she dropped back to 10th of 12 last time out when winning her debut. At a similar mile turf trip, she can drop back and circle the field again. Gaffalione rode last month in the win and rides back. The filly has a ton of improving to do, physically and mentally, off the experience of a race, as well as already possesses the second-best last race Equibase speed figure, 93, in the field, that being second to likely heavy favorite Abscond, who earned a 101 winning the Natalma, duplicated it with a 100 when a poor seventh in the Breeders' Cup. She's My Type is in the very good Clement barn. She has Lasix to boot, even though she won last out, which is more of a level playing field move, in my opinion. Opening at 12-1, She's My Type is very playable and one of two in this race I like pretty well. Sunset Promise is the other. She finished second in the similar Wait a While Stakes on the course at the end of November. She was 3-1 then. Although she gets a big jockey change from Rendon to Jose Ortiz, she opens at 8-1 here. She also finished second in the Salima Stakes in September to none other than eventual Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf winner Sharing. So Sunset Promise really has no knocks, and as she finished fast in the last eighth in the Wait a While, she's another likely to be flying into contention based on the hot pace. Any number of horses can finish second, including the pace setters, and considering the odds of the two main contenders, I'll play exactas for those two to finish first and second, as well as play the pick threes, again, one of them using the two long shots, the other one using everybody. In the Ginger Brew, race 9 at Gulfstream, post 4 Eastern on Saturday, January 4th. Win bets are warranted on Sunset Promise and She's My Type at 3-1 or more, adding a place bet on either or both at 6-1. The exactas, first one is Sunset Promise and She's My Type over, Sunset Promise, She's My Type, Cheermeister, American Giant, Moral Reasoning, Abscond, Our Little Jewel, and Runway Dreamer. And then turn around and play the opposite, which is Sunset Promise, She's My Type, Cheermeister, American Giant, Moral Reasoning, Abscond, Our Little Jewel, and Runway Dreamer over Sunset Promise and She's My Type. Moving on to the last race in this Great Secrets at Gulfstream on January 4th, the Mucho Macho Man Stakes, race 10, post 4:30 Eastern. And I think this race is pretty similar to the 8th race in that there are three contenders, but the likely high odds on one of them squarely tip the scales in favor of that one for win bets. The three contenders are Chance It, opening at 9-5, as seen on TV 5-2, and Sol Volante at 8-1. Sol Volante opens at much higher odds, although a stakes winner just like Chance It, but because the win came on turf where he's 2-2. He's racing on dirt for the first time, but the pedigree on his dam side screams that's not a problem. The only other foal of the dam of Sol Volante has a record of 6 wins, 4 seconds, and 2/3 in 12 dirt races. So although the sire is Breeders' Cup mile winner Caraconte, I'm not concerned a bit on the move from turf to dirt. Trainer Biancone is especially strong moving from turf to dirt, 8-22 in the last 2 years. And although it's likely Sol Volante may be last in the early stages, there's a lot of early pace to set up his late kick, as Chance It, Smash Factor, as seen on TV, all have early pressure running styles. Chance It's won 3 of 5, finished second in the other two. There were stakes. However, all 5 were restricted to Florida Breds only, so he's facing open company for the first time. His figures of 106 and 102 in the last 2 races say he can handle open company and run big again, but I must point out Sol Volante earned a very similar 105 figure winning the Pulpit on grass, and if able to run similarly well on turf, is just likely to win as Chance It at much higher odds. As seen on TV, has improved in both starts, winning his debut in August, first when second in the Smoke Galactic Stakes in September with an 84 figure, improving very nicely to win the Juvenile Sprint at Gulfstream Park West Calder with a 103 figure. However, just like with Chance It, that last stakes win was restricted to Florida Breds, which isn't a knock per se, but must be noted. In the Mucho Macho Man, race 10 at Gulfstream on Saturday, January 4th, post 4:30 Eastern. Win bet, Sol Volante, 5-2 or higher. Place bet, 5-1 or more. Exacta, Box, Sol Volante, Chance It, and As Seen on TV. Second exacta, Sol Volante, Chance It, and As Seen on TV over everybody. Hope you enjoyed this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Don't forget to check out the blog. Go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping and Ellistar's blog. While you're there, if you're not already a member, check out amwager.com. Give them a chance. Great perks and lots of tools for the better. Talk to you next week. Good luck.